Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and being an integral part of our show today. I'm Barb Thayer, CEO and Marketing Director at Sister to Sister Enterprises, a marketing and strategic consulting firm. My hope is that you will gain enough from the show to come back again and again, and that you'll tell your friends and the people you do business with about our show as well. My purpose for the show is to provide value in the form of educational pieces each time we air as to what makes a solid foundation for a business. What forms of marketing are out there? How do they work? And how do you know which one is the best fit for your business? And so much, so much more. The other aspect of the show is that we will have in-depth interviews with business owners and successful, established entrepreneurs. We will pick their brains for the best practices and methods to grow your business and expand your reach and figure out what works and what doesn't and how to capitalize on what does work. So let's dive right in with our first guest, Sabrina Risley. Sabrina is...
Hi, Barb.
Good morning, Sabrina.
Hello. How are you?
I'm super. I just want to tell our folks a little bit about you. Sabrina is the founder of Certus Professional Network, Denver's largest standing grassroots networking organization. They offer multiple networking events each and every month all along Colorado's Front Range. And here, professionals find a valuable community through which they can meet well-connected business leaders and influencers, receive referrals, get introduced to key resources, partners, new clients. Really a powerful, powerful network. Sabrina is a master connector. She's hosted more than 1,000 live networking events since 2004 and has welcomed 22,000 professionals to those events, more than 22,000. She shares her observations and insights and tips on how the top 2% of effective and magnetic networkers build their companies. And she shows us also what not to do when we're networking. So, Sabrina, good morning. So wonderful to have you on the show.
Good morning, Barb, and thank you for having me, and thank you for such a nice introduction.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm a big believer in what you're doing. Before we get really started talking about your networking organization, I'd like for our listeners to know a little bit about you. Who is Sabrina Risley? What makes her tick?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm passionate about people and human behavior and just kind of what makes us tick. I'm fascinated by human behavior. I studied psychology in college, and I don't know, it's always been, I guess, a fascination for me. And when I started my own business in 2003, I was blessed with a corporate layoff and a great severance package 2 weeks after I started my business. You know, I was one of those. I was a corporate in corporate America and started a business before I was going to resign. And they did me a favor and said, you know, offered me a severance package. So I had that, was lucky enough to have that. And then I was just out networking for my business. And... you know, some power partners and I, referral partners and I, we were traveling all over town, different days, times, and places. We found ourselves on a Saturday networking 50 miles away, and we just thought, there has got to be a better place that we can do this and have one event that we can always just plan on going to. And it fell into my lap because they thought I was organized. to kind of plan the event, you know. And this was back in the day when there was no social media really to speak of. Websites, you know, as smaller companies really kind of didn't have them. And we were running around town posting flyers and postcards on bulletin boards. That's how we were getting the word out, mm-hmm. and kind of using email. But so back
in 2004,
right? Oh my goodness. So 13 years ago, that first event turned into two, then three, and then to, you know, we have more than 10 each month now, and just kind of attracting professionals who like the way we network and how we teach people to network and really get something out of it.
Wow. That's really terrific. So I can deduce from this that your passion is helping people connect.
Yeah. I mean, I think what strikes me with networking is how uncomfortable we can be doing it. And even though in my early years when I had my networking business, anytime I had to go to someone else's event, it was awkward for me and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I wanted to create a way. I just saw in the people's faces that came to my events how uncomfortable some of them were. And I thought, I want to help them feel more comfortable, get something out of it, and give them a reason to come back to our events. But mostly it came down to just making them feel comfortable and feel like they had a home and, you know, maybe didn't feel out of place and feel welcomed.
Excellent. So your events take a different approach to networking, and they really attract quality professionals. Can you share a little about what makes them so unique, besides the fact that you make them feel comfortable?
Yeah, well, I think people, they do, the energy is a little bit different at our events. That is hard to describe. But I think what makes people feel so productive as well as comfortable at our events is, you know, we have a reputation of attracting go-givers. So those people who are really showing up to form relationships, ask questions when they meet people and help them and add value and maybe mm-hmm. introduce them to someone else. 'Cause that's really the basis of networking is forming relationships, not selling.
Right.
And we're going to get so much further when we look and set out with the mindset of building relationships. So when people come to our events, they are going to be asked, how can I help you? And tell me about yourself. And what do you need today? And so our members, members and non-members can network with us. So regardless of whether they're a member or not, they kind of, if they come back, it's because they understand and value relationships. And the people who say, I didn't make a single sale at that event, I got nothing out of it, well, they're probably not going to come back, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So our events, yeah, I mean, people are really getting traction in their business, and if they show up consistently just to a few events a month, they're seeing some of the same people, and this is true with any group, not just ours, but if you're consistent enough and you show up and you're kind of reconnecting with people you've met before, but also meeting new people, you're going to get a whole lot further by being consistent than if you're not. You do need to see some of the same people over and over again, but you also need to meet new people and form those relationships and deepen them.
Right. Because I think a lot of people have a misconception as to what networking is. And they think it's handing out your business card and hoping to get a sale.
Yeah, and I call that, we call those, we fondly refer to those people as drive-by networkers. They're out to hand out as many cards as possible and collect as many as possible, and they don't necessarily follow up, or maybe they do follow up, but there's no reason to. I always say you maybe follow up with everyone, but you don't follow up equally. So
yes.
Somehow maybe you touch them, but not everyone deserves equal attention because there may be no synergy or potential or reason for a relationship.
Exactly.
Hopefully that didn't come across wrong.
No.
But yeah. I mean, we need
to
be strategic
when
we're out there.
I'm sorry, go say again.
Oh, I was just going to say, we need to be strategic when we're out there marketing and following up with people where it makes sense.
Right. And would you say that's the biggest mistake that professionals make at networking events, being drive-by?
Yeah. So, being a drive-by networker and just collecting cards, and they think they're a winner when they have the most cards. You know, he who has the most cards wins. But that's so not true. And I would say one of the biggest mistakes is selling before you formed a relationship. And that's just a basic sales maybe technique, and you can probably speak more to that. But kind of asking for the sale too soon.
Right.
And I believe if you ask for it too soon, especially let's say you meet someone for the first time at a networking event and you try to sell to them, unless they really just need it, your product or service, they're probably going to say no. And then you don't really have a reason or permission to continue your selling process with them because they've said no. So selling and pushing people and really over-talking about yourself, those are some of the biggest mistakes that I see kind of green networkers make, or even some of our seasoned networkers. And there's some events that have not, like some groups, networking groups and organizations that have a personality where there's more of that selling going on. And it's just truly not productive.
I tend to agree. So, and you mentioned that kind of leads into you were talking about follow-up. What do you recommend on following up and how to do that after an event?
Well, I'm a big believer in not networking to find clients, but networking to find like power partners or referral partners. So for a good example might be, you know, if a chiropractor is out networking, a great partner for him might be a massage therapist. They go hand in hand if he doesn't have a massage therapist in his office. Or a realtor and a mortgage broker, or a realtor and an interior designer. They have similar target markets. So one referral partner will yield more clients for someone than going out and networking to find a client. So really looking for those referral partners. So when you meet someone, the people you want to follow up with is either those who could be a partner with you and you refer back and forth, or someone who is connected to your partner. So I just think, you know, one referral partner could yield 5 or 10 new clients, where networking to find a client is one client. I mean, it might be a repeat client, but just 5 partners can have you set up with an incredible business.
I agree. And I always like to say, how can we collaborate?
Exactly. Collaborate versus compete. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
Go ahead.
Nope. I was just saying I really like that, what you just said, to, you know, collaborate with. That's such a key. It's a great point.
Right. And I think sometimes the word networking kind of gives one picture in your head, whereas collaboration gives another.
Yes.
And although they're kind of married, it may not invoke what you're really trying to get across.
Yes. Network is that dirty seven-letter word that's dirty, you know. People get just a very bad connotation from it. When, you know, just go out, meet people, make friends, ask about them, get to know people, find commonality. It's not about get the sale out of your head and look for partners. And when someone says, how can I help you? Who can I connect you with? Be ready with, you know, what a good partner looks like for you. You know, if you're a real estate, I'm looking for interior designers in the Denver area. Do you know anyone? You know, and people are going to tend to know an interior designer before they know someone who's looking to buy or sell a home. So we tend to know professions, especially if we're frequent networkers. We tend to know people in professions as opposed to what those people are looking to buy or sell, like if they're looking to buy a home or sell a home. So, yeah.
We're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you, why do you think Certus has been around so long and maintains such a stronghold in the Denver market?
You know, we've been doing this. That's such a great question. We've been doing this for going on 13 years, I guess, and being consistent. And just like professionals who need to be consistent in whatever it is that they're doing, consistent with their service or in their activity, in their selling and filling their funnel, we have just been consistent as well, I guess, and we've been around and not kind of wavered. And we've altered. I'm sorry?
I said that's important.
Yeah, and branding, like you can speak to this. I think we've had a fairly consistent brand, and we have morphed over time based on what the community and professionals tell us they need or what they want. And if it makes sense for our model or our brand, then we look at it. We give it a serious look. But I would say, I mean, brand consistency and continuing to deliver and just being very careful about where the path we take and making sure it's kind of like with our children. I have two kids. It's like, don't start something you don't intend to continue. Mm-hmm. You know, if you say yes to this, you're going to have to say yes to it tomorrow and the next day. So I think it's the same with a company, whether it's managing your time and setting boundaries around clients and when you will take their call or not. If you don't work weekends, but you take a call on the weekend, you know, they're going to start calling on the weekend. So don't start something you don't want to continue. Thank you for asking that.
Absolutely. And I see you have a free ebook, which I think is going to be really interesting for our listeners, Strategic Networking for Success.
Yeah. Yeah, they can find that, sign up for that on our website, certusnetwork.com/ebook. So C-E-R-T as in Tom, U, S as in Sabrina, network.com/ebook.
Okay. Also, on the BBS Radio website, we have a link to it. So if you go in there and look for this show for today, you will see a bio on Sabrina, her photograph, and also a link for this book. So you can get at it a couple of different ways.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
thank you for
you're
that.
You're welcome. Yes. So that was your website that you just gave us?
Certusnetwork.com.
Great. I want our listeners to have a way to connect with you and learn more about your organization.
That would be great.
I'm thrilled that you were with us today, and I hope that we can have you back again. I think you have much more to share with us that we just couldn't fit into this time today.
Oh, well, thank you, Barb. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. And I love what you're doing out there, too, with your funnel stuff. People need to connect with you if they haven't already, that's for sure. So
well,
I know
you've
helped many, many, many people in the Denver area and actually nationwide. What am I saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
No one limits Barb.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break now, folks. I will be back in just a minute.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could. information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So glad you're with us today. Really, really nice conversation we had there with Sabrina Risley of Certus Professional Network. And I have a treat for you for the second half of the show today. We have Nanny Bell Salazar with us. Nanny Bell, hello.
Hi, how are you, Barb?
Well,
I'm excited to be here.
Huh?
I'm so excited to be here with you today. Thank
you
for inviting me.
To have, yeah. I want to tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do. Your mission, as I understand it, is to debunk life and relationship myths so that you can take control of your destiny, leading the way to wholeheartedly and voicing out all life experiences, good and bad, in an unedited, raw, frank, educational, and fun way to give tools and empower you to make better choices and communicate. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. How do you like that?
That's very interesting, and I can't wait to get more into that. But before we do, I always like for our listeners to know a little bit about who the person is that we're speaking to, not just what you do, but who is Nanny Bell?
Wonderful. Well, who I am is I'm a self-motivated and caring and persistent, very persistent human being, and I'm a proud mom to two wonderful grown-up sons who are my best friends and allies. I have traveled extensively the world, and I encourage everybody to do so. I just love traveling. And my passion is I paint. I do portraits, and I'm an award-winning portrait artist, and love hiking, the outdoors, absolutely love mountains. And the higher I am, the better. So, I'm just a regular human being, you know, with a big heart. That's the bottom line. And I've done many things in my life that don't define me anyway. But among the things, as I said, you know, I'm a portrait artist and I'm a certified announcer for radio and television in Spanish. I'm trilingual. And I'm also a certified translator and interpreter, among other things. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
You triggered something in my brain there, and me being the person I am, it went right out again.
Okay, what is it?
But can you tell us, you know, how you got led into doing this Nanny Bell Unedited? You know, what sort of passion led you to this?
Oh, goodness, Barbara, you got me talking. You know, feel free to talk to me anytime. Because I can speak until the wee hours with this. Okay. So, on February the 2nd this year, while I was taking a shower, which is very funny because I am not one of those that have how moments when we take showers, right? I don't. So there was a word that popped in my brain, and it was unedited, and I didn't know where it came from. So I wondered why for a little while, but I actually loved that word. I really like it. So I realized later, a little later, that I had lived my entire life editing myself to fit in my inside the box, family, tradition, school, society, you know. And so soon after, I sent a text to my business partner and said, Tony, I don't care how, but I must do this, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, he kind of liked it. He knows how adventurous I am, and he's been absolutely wonderful to me for the past year. So anyhow, he loved the idea, and he got excited. So we changed directions dramatically and started working on Nanny Bell Unedited. So so far, I have created tons of content, videos and audios. I also set up a secret hotline where you can call from anywhere in the world and express your emotions and voice out your issues and problems and reveal anything you have kept secret for fear or shame or any other reason. And so we have also created a secret online pages filled with valuable content. And I'm so ready, Barbara, to speak and interact directly with audiences live. And like you said before, debunk taboos and tell you the truth about life and relationships that no one talks about. And encourage people to choose to question objectively, you know, absolutely everything. And by that I mean your own perception of reality. You know, that only exists in our minds. Like the way we were raised, the environment where we grew up in, our past and current relationships and circumstances, your and everyone else's core values and beliefs, which is not a sin, by the way. That's also a myth. And I also encourage people to release the nonsense taboos and paradigms and to be them, not an edited version of them like I was. I always live my life editing, you know, myself, just to fit in. And so this is very exciting. I found my why, you know, my big why with Unedited.
Yes. And you mentioned that you have videos on your website, and I've seen a couple of them. Can you tell us a little bit about your videos?
Yeah, they're called the Happily Forever After Myth series.
I love
it. I am glad you like it. I like it too, and I put the forever actually instead of ever. And so I talk the talk about many topics, including sex and love, rejection, betrayal, jealousy, control, red flags, death, unavailable people, what to look for in a love partner in a Super Bowl unedited way. Seriously, I mean, I just don't sugarcoat. I just tell the truth because that's the whole point, you know. Just sharing my entire life without edition so I can help other people.
Well, and you're encouraging others to do that as well, so you really have to lead the way.
Yes, absolutely. And it takes a lot of courage, you know, but that's the only way to do it. Everybody nowadays, as you know, sugarcoats everything. Everything is politically incorrect. You know, they don't allow you to be you anymore. And so I thought it was time for me just to step out and just be me and share what didn't work in my life to be able to help others, you know. As opposed to telling you all how stupid you are, it wasn't your fault. No, I'm going to tell everything that went wrong in my life, so, you know, to spare you the pain, hopefully.
And sometimes that pain is what moves us forward. So we don't necessarily want to be spared.
What did you say?
Pain. I said sometimes that pain is what moves us forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, we grew up in a society where we are not taught to think for ourselves anymore, especially about how to succeed in relationships. You know,
right.
we make conclusions based on what we observed since we are children. And for example, I can tell you an example. My parents and grandparents led by example as a very strong couples who stayed together until the end. You know, they never fought in front of us. And they stick together until one of them die, and that's great to a point. because as a result, we have a very close and super loving family. And as a kid, I grew up believing that my parents and grandparents had a perfect relationship.
Right.
But I didn't learn the skills to make a great couple and to have healthy dynamics, at least with my first husband. No, my grandma also told me one day before I got married that we should please our husbands no matter what. So when things were not right in my own marriage, I believed that I had to keep all my feelings to myself and that I had no rights to questions and to disclose to my husband or anybody else how unhappy I was. And I was too afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting because I didn't grow up I didn't have a drama in my family. But, you know, I kept myself like blind. I didn't know how to do things. I didn't know how relationship works, you know, especially when you are an adult and you are in an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have been programmed also from day one to follow rules. That's another thing that drives me crazy. And to believe that everything our elders say and to not question faith and beliefs, to go with the flow, to follow leaders and crowds blindly and obediently, and so to not think for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, the Cinderella story. I was the biggest fan. You know, I really believed in it. After my second marriage, I was still believing it. You know, and I was still hoping, I mean, and praying for my Prince Charming to show up. I mean, come on.
you sound a lot like me. I was a woman's liver before it became a popular thing.
That's why, the happily ever after myth, you know. And I know a few couples that have lived that story, which is absolutely wonderful, but the vast majority of us don't. I mean, we actually need to know who we are dating, who are we going to be living with. You know, if we have fights with our siblings and our parents and we grew up under the same roof, imagine living all of a sudden under the same roof with somebody that didn't grow up with you, that came from a different world, and you have to share everything, including the toothpaste. it sounds like funny, but that's kind of pathetic. You know,
it just brought back a flashback to me of when I first got married.
Goodness, I feel sorry now for my ex-husband because he used to have these incredible fights over the toothpaste, you know, because he used to squish in the middle the tube, and I hated it.
So true, so true.
Yeah, so that's where I come from, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I grew up such a perfectionist, you know, and so square, and so, you know, like everything had to be like perfect, and oh man, I suffered so much all my life. I'm still dealing with it.
Oh, so, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I mean,
now you've gone 180 degrees.
Yeah, I got unleashed after 4 marriages later, Bob. That's crazy.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. How do we know that our beliefs are based on myths and taboos when we actually mistake those beliefs to be the truth?
Well, I believe that most of us don't know it, or even worse, refuse to know it. Because, you know, it is very frightening to question dogmas and everything else. It means to understand that we created a false reality and that very little, if any, is actually true. And it means to take responsibility for all that has happened to us. It means to truly see what we have hidden deep inside since we landed here, to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And it means to let go of people and situations, circumstances, sometimes even your hometown. And so when we have tried many things and have failed, we either give up and live a less than a happy life, or hopefully we change our mindsets and start seeking the truth without judgment until we finally see it one day. And that's why I created Unedited.
Mm-hmm.
you know, to truly debunk the life and relationship myths, and so help others to take control of their destiny, to discard what is false, and discern the truth in a more accurate way. That's the point.
Yes. And I don't know how to transition smoothly to this, but can you tell us what is your ultimate philanthropic dream?
Oh, goodness. What if we could help decrease the breakups and divorce rate in the world? And I don't mean by stopping bad or toxic relationships from ending, you know, but rather by sharing and spreading the unedited truth about life and relationships so that people stop and think, unlearn, relearn, and make more conscious choices. How freaking cool that would be.
That's very, very well said. I like that a lot. I came from a family where my mother had been married five times. My dad had been married five or six times. My real dad had been married five times.
That's your family? Wow.
That's my family. Yeah. So a lot of this, you know, is hitting home for me. And my sister and I were very careful in selecting our life mates after seeing what our parents had gone through. And maybe it wasn't the most fantastic upbringing, having all those different marriages and divorces and so forth, but it did help us make better choices. So I agree with you that things need to be honest and out there so that you do make better choices. You really think about what you're doing.
Oh, God, Barbara, you just made my day today. Because I'll tell you why. Because I am like your parent. And so at least now you gave me hope that my children are going to be like you, you know, and find somebody to be happily forever after in a beautiful relationship. Because I have been married and divorced four times.
Uh-huh.
And it's been an extremely interesting but extremely crazy journey, because I mean my marriage just went long. It's not like I changed husbands like changing underwear, you know. But like I was married for 11 years the first time, and then the second time was horrible. That was the worst mistake ever. And so it's been like, and the other one was 6 years, the other one was 9 years. So it's been, you know, I first got married when I was just 19.
Yeah.
And I really believed that I nailed it. You know, I thought that I was Wonder Woman, and boy, I was just the most naive girl in the world. But after going through so much up and down, you know, I was afraid that my children would have this kind of stigma or kind of believe that, I will never get married or never find a love partner, you know, and stay together for a long time. And but they are extremely smart, thank goodness. I absolutely adore them. And one of them is in a wonderful relationship for a few years now. And so they told me that I was the best, just to give them, because they lived through all the pains with me. And
right.
Went through all the ups and downs with me, and they were so supportive. They said that I'm the best teacher ever, because now they know what to look for, you know, and what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. So we even go to, out of not perfect things can come some very good blessings.
Exactly. And but I still manage, you know, something interesting that people say that this is unbelievable, but that's me, so I don't see it that way. But I still believe in marriages, and I still believe in everlasting love. I do. And I
Excellent.
Hope that one day I will find a wonderful man, you know, to walk into the sunset with. But I'm not sure I'm going to sign the papers, though. I mean, it's been 4 times. I mean, why to sign it another time? But I really, truly believe in it. And I when I see couples that are super happy, that makes my heart sing. But yeah. I also wonder how happy they truly are. Because I looked like the perfect wife, and we looked like the perfect couple all the way to the end. And it came to a shock every single time I got divorced to my family and my friends, because they had no clue what was happening behind the scenes, you know?
Well, and I don't think it always has to be public, but, I think every marriage has its ups and downs. But you learn to appreciate the other person even with the ups and downs. Anyway, Nannybelle, our time is up, but you have some gifts for our listeners today, and I want to be sure that we cover that.
Yes.
Can you tell them what it is?
Yes. I hope that you put it on your online page.
I did.
Oh, did you? Oh, wonderful. So
yeah.
They go to nannybelleunedited.com. /BigBoss, and so they can sign up and get an article that I wrote. It's called 5 Myths About Marriage That Make You a Statistic Before You Even Meet the One. And one of my many videos from the series that I recorded, and it's about forgiveness. So I'll be thrilled to give those gifts away, and just stay tuned, because I'm looking for speaking in public really soon, and hopefully they're big audiences, because I really want to change the world. I want to help to change the world and be the voice of those who don't have a voice, you know, who are too afraid to speak up.
Excellent.
So I'm speaking for them.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today. I know that our listeners got lots of tidbits out of this, and that they're going to get many more by going to your website and listening and watching your videos and signing up for these free gifts. This very, very interesting topic. Thank you again, Nannybelle.
Thank you so much, Bart, for inviting me. It was a delight to speak with you today. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. So we're going to take another break, folks. We'll be back in a minute.
PBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. I'm so thrilled with all the wonderful information that we were able to share with you today, with networking and speaking truth. That's so important. So I wanted to cover with you today some information about Sister to Sister Enterprises. We are, of course, a marketing and strategic consulting firm. We employ cutting-edge techniques and science-backed methods to bring your company to top-of-mind recognition for your ideal client. Our expertise will help expand your reach, engage your clientele, and conquer your market. So the innovative and progressive approach that we bring to your toughest marketing problems ensures the outcomes achieved really are of the highest caliber. So I want to ask you some questions. Are you struggling to define who your perfect client is, what the perfect client profile is for your business? Are you clueless how to attract your perfect client? Are you seeking to increase your client base, looking for increased revenue, aren't we all? Wanting to improve your reach, needing cohesive, relevant, powerful copy? Are you uncomfortable crafting a call to action? Are you just really befuddled by Facebook and LinkedIn marketing and advertising? Are you lost when it comes to webinar design, landing pages, opt-in pages, and in general, online marketing? Are you wondering, what in the world is funnel marketing? Are you eager to have a consultant work with you to streamline your efforts, put systems in place, and improve performance? And are you longing to have more time with your family, wishing you could work on your business instead of in it? And are you ready to take your business to the next level? Well, you are not alone. Many business owners today are experiencing the same quandaries. The answers to these questions can make the difference between success or failure, mediocrity or excellence. At Sister to Sister Enterprises, we're experts in the online marketing arena. We have the know-how to place your business at the top of your field of industry, and we're passionate about delivering the highest quality results to the clients that we engage. We're a marketing and consulting firm that uses online methods and direct marketing to take your business to top-of-mind recognition for your ideal client. Our staff have trained with leading experts in the different methods that we employ to ensure that you receive the very best product possible. Your business will benefit from our industry knowledge and world-class training that we've received from masters in the field of marketing. We are certified masters in funnel marketing, graduates from top academies run by leading experts in the field of copywriting, and we're wizards in lead generation, conversion, and promoting your business. Applying our depth of industry knowledge, backed by relentless research, combined with strong relationships we enjoy with our clients, we're able to deliver fresh perspectives and creative outcomes to the problems that we solve for your business. We assist in identifying the most relevant keywords for your perfect client and your products or services, and then drive relevant traffic to your site that have a need for your particular products or services and are predisposed to purchase your goods. So I think that is all the time that I have today. I want to thank you for being with us. I'm Barb Sayers, CEO and co-founder of Sister to Sister Enterprises. I hope you've gained knowledge and insight from the show today. Come back often. Make sure you tell all your friends and clients about BizBuzz. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as at sistertosisterenterprises.com. Leave us a message at bsayers@sistertosisterenterprises.com. Or give us a call at 303-524-2163. And come back again on August 18th, noon Mountain Time at bbsradio.com/bizbuzz, when we'll be talking with more business owners and successful entrepreneurs about their businesses. Specifically, we will have Mike Friend and Peter Van Ness with us next show. So remember, your success is our success. Bye for now.